financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't underestimate the value of that kind
mm-hmm.
of money.
Mm-hmm.
Their diversity is about 10% lower than ours across the board. As you might imagine, they have a strong Latino population coming through the parochial schools, but their African American mm-hmm. population is lower. Our graduation rate there is about 64%, ours is about 58%. So we're kind of on a par if you think about the Pell-eligible students that we have and the prediction for where the graduation rate would be based on the Pell-eligible number of students. And many of the programs that they use to retain their students came from UIC because they had an ACE fellow who was here several years ago. And so the way they do math remediation is the way that we actually moved to a very successful math remediation, the summer college program that was identified. The clustering of all the support units that we have that goes on in student center, the student services building, which is like a mall for student support, has been adopted there as well, Black Male Initiative pieces. So it's a good partner for us to trade information back and forth because many of the students apply to both. That'll become even more so with the common application because it's this one application and they're gonna apply to us, Loyola and DePaul. So that student population will wash back and forth between the three campuses as we go forward for that Chicago population.
If I could, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask a fairly fundamental question. This summer at the retreat, you'll recall that Bill DeLauder challenged us to think of things, mm-hmm. alternatives to the ACT for admission or to change that. Board policy dating to the mid-1980s indicates that ACT and high school ranks should be the primary consideration for admissions to the University of Illinois. The ACT and high school rank in those parameters tend to be the things that determine our rankings and our status. And mm-hmm. we've talked quite a bit about mm-hmm. raising our ACT. Mm-hmm. I think one of the goals, obviously, is to increase the ranking. I think it would be useful for this board to think about its philosophy. And what should be our goal? Is it to focus on criteria that are predictive of success that may not include these factors or not? I think that's a fundamental question about it, that affects the future decisions and strategy and vision for this campus, and particularly as it serves a city with a very large population of first-generation students. And I don't think we can make that decision here in a moment. It's something that we have to think about very thoughtfully, but I do believe it's one that if the board is serious about some of the conversation we're having, we need to grapple with.
No, I think Don Chambers and I had a conversation, I believe it was you, Don, about the predictive skills of freshman math grades and how that was a pretty good indicator. So I think there are other indicators that we can embrace. I know that personally, as far back as 1982, when I was applying to college, I argued strenuously that SAT scores and GPAs really didn't matter.
and I would suggest you're proof of that, actually.
What's that?
I would suggest that you are living proof of that.
we don't want to assume anything about the chairman.
No.
SAT.
Mr. Chairman, just to President Easter's comment, I think I would certainly be interested in you all coming together and giving us your combined thoughts on that. I certainly wouldn't want to abandon those kinds of guidelines because I think looking at an array of measures that have proven based on post-graduation assessment as being indicators of why people were successful, I think looking at that and then trying to put together a guideline based on several factors would be very appropriate.
Along that line that I think would be helpful, and that is looking at policy on merit-based scholarships. I'm convinced we're losing quite a few students on that, particularly on the Urbana campus. And I don't know what exactly we do now, but I think it's something we should look at and look at some kind of a policy on that also.
Well, I think Tom Farrell from the foundation is here, and I hope that you're taking in all of these comments because it really puts the spotlight on the importance of your work and the work of the foundation board to